evil in the eye of the beholder. This is Dr. Herbert Albarly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination, Evil in the Eye of the Beholder. So, life is just what we want it to be. If we want life to be a happy experience, life is a happy experience. If we want life to be a sad experience, life is a sad experience. Whatever we choose to behold in our world is what we experience. Now, who wants to behold evil in their world? Who wants to behold evil in the world about them? That sounds like a pretty tough thing to behold. And certainly not something that most of us would want to experience in our life. Very few of us, if any of us, want to experience evil in our world. Now, how do we experience evil in our world? Now, who would ask such a silly question? Who would want to know such a silly answer? Who would want to have evil in their world? My goodness sakes, evil is certainly not something desirable. It's not something happy. It's not something that anyone would want in their world. Who would want evil in their world? Well, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised how much we like drama, how much we like to have things that are exciting, how much we like to have things that are going. The recent Harry Potter movies are very exceptional, very beautifully written, very charmingly done, but in each one of their fantastic, glorious areas, they bring in evil. Now, Harry has this magic wand, and then all of the students at the school have the magic wand. Now, the magic wand can do virtually anything they want to do. They learn all these spells. They learn the spells of happiness. They learn the spells of relaxation. They learn the spells of right action. Whatever spell they want, they've got a movement for it, a word for it. And then they click their wand and it is so. Now, whenever anything comes up that seems to be difficult, something that would be tragic, like, say, for instance, a snake coming into their world that did not please them, they could just instantly point their wand at the snake and say, "You are a beautiful snake. You are a wonderful, friendly snake. You are a joyous, beautiful, wonderful, friendly snake." And it would be so. If they would see a ball coming right at them and going to hit them, they say, "The ball is but a fluff of a feather flowing this way." They could change its status at any time that they want. They could look at the ball and they say, "Abracadabra, ball, you're a feather. Float wherever you wish." And they could look at a river that is breaking through the dam. And they could say, "Abracadabra, dam is in shape. Everything's wonderful." And then they could make their rhymes, whatever they want to do. And you see, you say, "Well, gee, wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't it be fun to be a magician? Wouldn't it be fun to be a wizard? Wouldn't it be fun to be a master that could say these things?" Well, we are. We are. We are the wizard. We just don't have a wand. Maybe we should go buy a bunch of wands. But the wands don't make the difference. It's our thoughts and our words that do. And so we look at things that might be considered evil, and we turn it around into something good. If we stub our toe, we instantly say, I'm whole and perfect, because that is what we want. Now, why do we stub our toe in the first place? Well, it's because we're not saying, "I surround myself with my pure white light of love." You say, "Well, it's a dog-eat-dog world, and you stub your toe sometimes, and sometimes you hurt yourself, and sometimes these things." No, no, no. Those things are only because we put that cause in motion. Now, this is a tough one. My sister-in-law sent me a card from Xerox, and it said, "Send a card to the boys in service and let them know that you are thinking of them and that you wish them well." And Xerox will forward the card to them at no charge, and it'll go to a serviceman that you would never dream possible. It goes indiscriminately to this one or that one or wherever. Now, wouldn't it be beautiful if to every person in the world we would send a card, and we would say on that card, "There now is peace on earth, and it began with you." It began with me. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. Imagine that. If every person on the face of the earth would receive a card like that from some wonderful company like Xerox or what have you, and it would say, "From a peaceful, loving being," or whatever, or "from God," wouldn't that shake them up? And then when they receive that, they would see, "Wow, there's peace on earth, and it began with me. Hmm." And they might never give it another thought, but it's in their mind. You see, these are seed thoughts. They're planted. And we don't know how quickly they're going to take fruit or how long it's going to take, but we do know the seed is planted. Now, let's nurture it by thinking these beautiful thoughts. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. Keep saying these, keep saying these, keep saying, and watch the miracle of peace on earth take place. Evil is in the mind, in the eye of the beholder. So let's get out of the eye of the beholder those things that the beholder says that they don't want to experience. Let's put in the eye of the beholder all of those things that are beautiful and good and glorious and uplifting and wonderful. Yes, we can do that. We can do that so easily and so wonderfully and so quickly, and we can do it right now. We can put that cause in motion. We can put that idea into place, and then, lo and behold, it is done. And it is done beautifully, wonderfully, perfectly now. You can do that. You can do that with anything you want. Do you sign on, for instance, myself, I say, "Beloved whomever I write to." I write to the finance company. I write to the bank. I write to the grocery store. I write to any company I write to. And it's, John Jones, president of XYZ Company. And I say, "Beloved John, beloved John," he'll think I'm a kook. Well, why not? "Beloved John, thank you for your order. I'm happy to send you the books that you requested. It's a joy to do business with you." And then I sign it. "I love you, love Herb." And they say, "Who is this crazy person who signs something, 'I love you, love Herb'?" Well, I am God. I am the creator of my world, and I love everything in my world because I created it, and I love everything in my world, and it is lovable. And if anyone doesn't understand my love, if anyone doesn't understand what I'm saying, well, that's their problem. That's not mine. My concern is only to be lovable. "Beloved," I write to everyone. "Beloved, and I love you, love Herb." I say that to everyone. I say that to my ex-wife, I say that to my child, I say it to my grandchild, I say it to my friends, I say it to my students, I say it to my associates here at the University of Healing. I say that wherever I go, and little by little, it's picking up. You know, years ago, I would go around hugging everybody. I would go in hospitals and hug people, and I would go to lectures in Europe and in Africa and in Russia and South America and Canada and all America. Everywhere I'd go, I'd be enjoying hugging people. The European hospitals were surprised at first, but after that, they took on to it. And I'd hug them, and I'd say, "I love you," and I'd say, "There is now peace on earth, and it began with me, and I am whole and perfect, and this is a Gesundheitshaus, the house of the whole, the house of the healthy." And as I said this everywhere, little by little, the seeds were planted, and they picked up. And pretty soon, a great motion of huggingness took place across the world, and other writers wrote about it, and other people did it and shared it on vastly large numbers. But then, little by little, as with some things, they die out. And some people were misunderstood when they hugged, and some people felt that hugging was too much work. And indeed, it is a lot of work. Hugging is a lot of work because it means that you must look at each person and see the divine in them. You must look at each person and see the beauty in them. You must look at each person and see how wonderful they are and not judge them. And not judge them. How readily we judge people. We say, oh, that's a bad person. That's a good person. Oh, that's a lovable person. That's a not lovable person. Oh, that person has bad breath and I can't hug them. Those things you don't see, you don't know. You must be like a politician. You reach out and shake hands with everybody, regardless of whether their hands are grimy from working on their cars or messy from working on their children, just changing the diapers or whatever. You shake hands, you shake hands, you shake hands, and you are immune to any smell, any dirt, anything. You, by the time you get done shaking hands, your hand is as pure and pristine as the most sacred hand in the world, for surely that is what it is. And when we hug, we do the same thing. And when we say, I create whatever I see in my world, and the eye of the holder is whatever is beheld, and I behold goodness and peace and love and joy and harmony, and right action, truth, I behold all that is beautiful because I am God. I am the Creator. I am the wonderful Creator. As every being on the face of the earth is the Creator, for each being on the face of the earth has brought forth an exact replica of who and what they are. And isn't it wonderful that the 99% of the world is filled with wonderful, beautiful, fantastic people, and the other 1% are filled with people who want to be fantastic but don't quite know how to do it yet. And so we're going to show them. We're going to love them unconditionally at all times. Evil is in the eye of the beholder, and peace, love, harmony, joy, goodness are in the eye of the beholder. Today with me, behold a world of joy and goodness. Behold with me a world of peace and harmony. Behold with me a world of wholeness and abundance and right action in every way. And as you behold it with me, so it is. And life is truly grand. I love you. I love you. I love you.